back to another podcast of Keeping Up with Illyria. In today's podcast, we will be interviewing the fabulous rich Countess of Illyria, Olivia, and hearing about her latest drama and find out the true stories.
Good day to thee. 'Tis truly an honor.
So my first question of the evening is, being such a beautiful countess, how do you find men who are up to your standard and figure out which men truly love you for you who you are deep down and not for your beauty and money?
To be completely honest, I'm the boss of all men, so if they ever do anything unpleasing to me, they are sent away. I also don't court just any man. He must truly be an honest, respectable, noble man, and he must also be at least half as beautiful as me.
Wow, high expectations, but I'm sure a lady of your status could get any man in the world.
That is correct.
So I must ask you about the perfect man you thought you knew.
Yes, go ahead.
Cesario, what were your first thoughts when you met this man, and what were the first things to come to mind when you found out that this man was not a man, but a woman trying to find her way?
Oh, Cesario, he was a real charmer, I must say. I knew he was too good to be true. It was a bit of a betrayal of trust when I found out Cesario was actually Viola. But in the end, everything worked out because I met the love of my life, Sebastian.
Ah, yes, Sebastian. You married him very quickly, practically as soon as you met him. Now, in your honest opinion, do you regret this choice to get married so soon?
No, not at all. It was truly love at first sight because he looked just like Cesario. He's such an honest man, too. So much more lovely than Duke Orsino.
The Duke Orsino really seemed to be the perfect man from afar. So what you're trying to say is that he is not the man you see from the outside and does not represent the same man behind closed doors?
Yes, you could say that. He was a fine man, but did not fulfill my needs and desires.
So in your personal opinion, do you think Duke Orsino will ever find love, or will he die alone?
The Duke will most likely die alone. Even with his new lady, they will not last very long if he doesn't change his old ways. And I have given him plenty of time in the past to change, and he never did. But you never know.
Oh my heavens! That's quite the strong opinion. But you are known for being such a powerful, strong-minded woman, so I must ask, what were your reasons for choosing to hide under a black veil for 7 years after your brother's death?
I needed time to mourn my beloved brother. I didn't want people to judge me if my beauty was no longer up to standards because I was falling apart on the inside and it started to show on the outside. My veil was my shield from the world. It gave me the time I needed to heal.
You truly are an astonishing young woman. I very much appreciate you coming on the podcast today, Countess Olivia. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next week for another podcast of Keeping Up with Illyria.